is Derek Rose. This is Derek Rose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hola, bienvenidos. Yo soy Derek. This is the Conscious Resistance Network. And what's going on, my friends? Today is, I don't even know what today is. Today is Tuesday, October 6, 2020, and I am not in my usual spot. So I apologize if there's some background noise or if there is, just less quality audio and video. But we got some really important things to talk about. I'm trying to do this video in less than 15 minutes or so because it's important, but I have so many things going on right now. Related to exposing what we're about to cover. And there's so many layers to this that I only have a few minutes right now to get into this. But before we get into all that information and I tell you what we're about to talk about, what we're going to be exposing about Bill Gates, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com, which is the home where you can find all of my content. Go to theconsciousresistance.com. And FYI, it's conscious, not conscience. I know some people seem to get those words mixed up. Theconsciousresistance.com. And you can follow us on Float, on Minds, on Hive. You can join our text list. So, for example, those of you who are on my text list, you just got a text message saying live now with a link and a title to the video. That's the benefit of being on my text list. You don't have to rely on Facebook or YouTube. You can also find my videos on BitChute and on Library. And you can also join our Telegram channel. If you want to support, you can do so via Patreon. Or if you're interested in getting Kratom or CBD, you can do that through this link right here. And that helps support our work as well. So the topic of today is, of course, Bill Gates. And before we go any further, let me let you guys know this for those who might remember or might not remember. This Saturday is the second Saturday of the month. And what is the second Saturday of the month? The second Saturday of every month until the end of the new normal is Expose Bill Gates Day. Expose Bill Gates Day. That means for those of you listening in Nashville, Tennessee, or in England, or wherever you're at, Switzerland, this Saturday, print out some flyers. I'll give you some examples. Go talk to people, hold signs, tell them why you are concerned about the influence of people like Bill Gates and other technocrats and the role that they're playing in this whole COVID panic, COVID-19 operation. So please go ahead and do something, whatever you want to do, wherever you're at, you know, contact me and I'll help promote it if I can. But the point is we need more people to expose Bill Gates, as Mr. Richard here says. But on that note, guys, some of you have emailed me and said, Derek, I've noticed that the hashtag Expose Bill Gates, it does not show up on Twitter anymore. And that is true. And I think this might even be true on Facebook and elsewhere. When you search Expose Bill Gates, it should typically pop up and show you the hashtag. And I know for a fact we've had hundreds of thousands of people tweet this in the last few months. We first did Bill Gates, Expose Bill Gates Day 1 in June, the second day in August. And since then, now we're calling for every second Saturday of every month until the end of the new normal to be Expose Bill Gates Day. But since these people are trying to be tricky, you know, and we have to constantly play this whack-a-mole with, oh, well, they're blocking us over here. Let's try this tactic. Oh, they're blocking us over here. Let's try this tactic. I am proposing, and of course, this is a decentralized thing, so you do what the hell you want. I am proposing, though, that in addition to using the hashtag expose Bill Gates, that we start using hashtag cancel Bill Gates. You know, there's this cancel culture going on. People are very familiar with that terminology. Perhaps it's time for us to step into that space and tell them why Bill Gates should be canceled, exposed, etc. So here's what I'm thinking. Hashtag cancel Bill Gates International Day of Action every second Saturday of every month until the end of the new normal. Organize events, post on social media, hit the streets, host documentary screenings, do whatever you can and get the word out. And if you go to my website, theconsciousresistance.com/Bill Gates, which is the page I'm showing you right now, and you scroll down here, you can see a link to James Corbett's 4-part documentary. You can read my 3-part investigation, and you can also scroll down here. You can make this image your profile picture. We have 5 different templates for you to start for flyers, just basic ideas if you're interested and you want to learn more about that. So please, theconsciousresistance.com/Bill Gates. And let's try that out this Saturday. Let's use hashtag expose Bill Gates, but let's also throw in hashtag cancel Bill Gates and see if maybe that's a, you know, a clever or effective way to get around some of the, you know, bullshit that we're dealing with. And yes, as Richard said, this is culture jamming. And by the way, if you've never heard that phrase culture jamming, visit theconsciousresistance.com and you can search culture jamming. And I've done a video about what this means, but this is essentially it. We're trying to hijack the mainstream and inject truth into there. Some people do it through graffiti. Some people do it through art, hashtags. I mean, that's just the whole thing. So let's basically start using cancel Bill Gates, cancel George Soros, expose Bill Gates, expose all the technocrats as we move forward. Now let's get to the goal of today. There's a new article out that I hope you guys have seen. And if not, I will share it with you. And I hope you will share it with your friends and family, especially those who are skeptical and think, oh, this Bill Gates stuff is just a bunch of conspiracy theories, idiots. I'm not going to listen to that. Well, here we go. The Nation magazine, which is a progressive left-leaning magazine, but it's somewhat in the mainstream. And it's very respected by a lot of people. This journalist, Tim Schwab, who I have been in touch with, he's doing awesome work. I don't know much about his personal opinions or whatever. All I know is that since March 2020, this guy has done three investigations, including this one. First, he did one for The Nation in March 2020 that looked at how Bill Gates is influencing and controlling global health policy. And that's something I dug deeper into, building off of his work as part of my investigation. And then last month, he did another piece for the Columbia Journalism Review. Some of you may remember I did a video on that as well. And that one was showing how, despite all the crazy conspiracy theories about Bill Gates, this mainstream journalist showed that Bill Gates is influencing fact checkers and is basically able to suppress any kind of speech that he doesn't like hearing about. And so my point is that while the mainstream and all these freaking brainwashed people that I have empathy for believe that, oh, Bill Gates is the savior we've all been waiting for, there is so much evidence that this guy is not only dirty, that he's hiding his money, using his foundations like every other rich person in the past, like the Rockefellers, to hide his money, to invest tax-free into companies, and then also to use his money to control and manipulate the World Health Organization. And then guess what? If you end up in a situation like COVID-19, you have Bill Gates influencing the World Health Organization, telling people what they should be doing for their health. And then also you have YouTube and other platforms saying, we're going to delete videos if they don't align with, if they don't align with World Health Organization policy, which basically says, if they don't agree with Bill Gates. So Bill Gates controls the World Health Organization policy. He gets YouTube and other organizations to kind of follow their trend. Then he funds all these media organizations and attacks anybody who's, you know, coming after him. And then he funds fact checkers to go after the people who are also exposing him. So it's really is a clever and all pervasive system. And Bill Gates is just one system of it. This is the technocracy coming to fruition. So people need to recognize that. Now let's get into this article. As I said, I recommend checking out Tim Schwab's work. Here, let me just click on his author page real quick and tell you. So Bill Gates' last article, Tim Schwab's only written two articles for The Nation. In March, he wrote, Bill Gates gives to the rich, including himself. And now he wrote this one, while the poor get sick, Bill Gates just gets richer. And let me share the link. I want you to read this on your own time. I don't like to do videos where I'm just literally reading an article, but I do want to tell you the important points that maybe you might have not heard about. So they go on here describing how the Gates Foundation has recently reported a $40 million stake in CureVac, one of the dozens of investments the foundation reports having in companies working on COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, diagnostics, or manufacturing. And that is according to The Nation's analysis of the Gates Foundation's most recent tax return, which was from 2018. The foundation has also announced that it will, quote, leverage a portion of its $2.5 billion strategic investment fund to advance its work on COVID. These investments, amounting to more than $250 million, show that the world's most visible charity and one of the world's most influential voices in the pandemic response is in a position to potentially reap considerable financial gains from the COVID-19 pandemic. Exactly. Now, I wanted to just step back for a moment. This article begins with this conversation. You guys might remember this. A couple months ago, there was a big deal where it was reported that Trump allegedly tried to secure the rights of a vaccine from German developer CureVac, which again is the same company that Bill Gates invested in. So think about this. Stay with me if you can. Mainstream reports, Donald Trump allegedly reached out to this German company and said, hey, give this to the United States exclusively. We'll pay for it. We want to get this first. And people are like, oh my God, how dare Donald Trump propose it? People that the United States, just because we're wealthy, we should get the vaccine first. And, you know, it was just some mainstream drama. But what this article talks about is that because of that, because of even just Trump talking about it and that whole hubbub and the whole drama, that the Gates Foundation, they made money off of that because they have a $40 million stake in that same company that Donald Trump was claiming he was trying to get exclusive access for the United States. And after that story ran, guess what? The Gates Foundation made money through their investment in CureVac. Gates' reported investment in CureVac alone may have already delivered tens of millions of dollars in shareholder value for Gates Foundation. And this is not a company. This is supposed to be a philanthropic outlet, and they're making tens of millions of dollars for their shareholders. Even though Trump's bid for the CureVac failed, the company's stock skyrocketed 400% just 2 days after going public in August. So for those of you who think Trump's a good guy and he's fighting against Bill Gates, which is bullshit, I've exposed that already. Yes, he claims he's going to stop funding the World Health Organization, but he's giving billions to the Gates-founded and funded Gavi, Global Vaccine Alliance, and that's 100% fact. So it's just, you know, it's a bait and switch. And this kind of sounds similar. In the mainstream, people are like, oh my God, Trump's trying to get it a vaccine exclusive. But really what's going on behind the scenes is that little stunt and that reporting from the mainstream basically made the stock, which is owned by Gates, jump up 400%. I mean, come on. Like, Gates couldn't have asked for a better, you know, public relations event than Donald Trump claiming he was going after this vaccine, getting this company in the minds of people, and then the stocks skyrocketing. Revelations of Gates Foundation's financial stake in COVID-19, which Bill Gates does not appear to have publicly disclosed in dozens of recent media appearances, speaks to the broader criticisms about the lack of transparency and the foundation's increasingly central role in the pandemic. And again, I want to say that Tim Schwab is a great journalist. He's a mainstream journalist. He is not a conspiracy theorist. So he does not go to the deeper levels that some of us, like myself, do about the eugenics agenda and why is Gates pushing this vaccine. But he does a great job of showing how Gates is secretly hiding his money and that he's influencing all these big organizations. So let me read a little bit more. Gates' priority in developing and distributing COVID vaccine are increasingly the world's priorities, as multilateral institutions like the World Health Organization have ceded leadership to a group of public-private partnerships. And remember, public-private partnerships is supposed to be this positive idea of public, aka government, which is already wrong because the public, us, we are not the government. The government does not represent us. And private, which should mean private individuals, typically means corporations. So when you break down public-private partnerships, you have a partnership between the government and corporations. It's corporatism. It's fascism. It's the merger of corporate and state power. That's all it is. But they get to act like it's this great thing, public-private partnerships. These organizations, including the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovations, or CEPI, and Gavi, are working with the WHO to develop the world's largest and most diverse COVID-19 vaccine portfolio. However, both those organizations are funded by Gates. Again, Gates' leadership in the pandemic has been widely, almost universally praised, with the New York Times calling him a vocal counterweight to President Trump and Madonna making a $1 million donation to support the foundation's work. But because Gates is not an elected representative or public official, the details of his far-reaching influence and finances have largely eluded public scrutiny. So am I making sense here, guys? I mean, basically, it's all a show. Bill Gates is in control of this. There's at least one person in the video, you know, in the mainstream who's trying to call attention to this thing. But at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, like it's all marching forward. And I like this comment. Where was it? It was a good comment a second ago. I want to get that one. It's because most Trump supporters like to cosplay as libertarians, but they really like the boot. Thank you, Evie. That is absolutely true. These people are full of shit and they think that they have principles, but at the end of the day, they do not have principles. And they basically, you know, they're okay with continuing the same charade. They're okay with continuing to play the game. And we have to push past it. We have to wake up. We have to realize that we are in some dangerous times, as I'm about to show you guys. Because this is not just about, hey, we got a fun day of activism this Saturday. Let's expose Bill Gates. No, guys, Bill Gates and the Bezos and the Trumps and the Bidens and the people who really control them, the technocratic class, which they are helping roll out as we approach the Great Reset. This is some real shit. We need to be getting out there. We are in October, guys. And if you're in the United States, we are just weeks away from the U.S. election. And if you watched my recent video, my podcast from last Friday, if you haven't, go check it out. There is so many exercises, simulations and exercises predicting chaos and martial law, either on the night of the election or in the 11 weeks afterwards, as both sides decide that they are president and they don't want to give up. My point here is that we are dealing with, we're pressed for time, and we need to wake people up, because as I'm about to show you in a moment, there are also, the reality is that Gates is funding vaccines that involve, you don't, you might not want to call it a microchip, because some people are going to dismiss you as crazy, but they call it a microneedle or a patch. The point is that these are things that can get into your skin. And at the same time, we have DARPA working on biosensors and bioelectronics, hydrogel. I mean, if all these things that I'm saying, you've never heard of them, please stay tuned, because right now, myself, Whitney Webb, and Ryan of The Last American Vagabond, we are going to work starting tomorrow. We're going to be doing a video, and we are going to be exposing some powerful information, guys. All I can say is there is a reality. There is a truth to the fact that the conspiracy, that there is efforts to put things inside your body. The vaccines, or at least some of these vaccines, do have components that will go in your body and can change your body. I'm talking about the mRNA vaccine, which some people could say can genetically engineer your body. I'm not making that claim yet. I want to do more research, but I know that's what some people say. But I do know that they are talking about putting things in our body that can change us and can, you know, they claim will make it easier to detect in case you have COVID again. And at the same time, there's this, all this push for people to have wearable technology. But wearable is just one step away from implantable. The point is they want to have technology like Fitbit that can tell you if you might be sick. And then also that can alert the local medical authorities if you need, if they need to come get you and quarantine you, if they need to make sure that you're getting your second shot. We are moving into a fucking technocracy. Are you guys awake yet? Are you listening? Hello, hello, hello. Am I shouting into a fucking empty hallway? That's what I feel like sometimes. I'm just banging my head up against the wall. And I know some of you guys feel that way, but I'm sorry. I am really, my effort into waking people up to what's coming. I don't want to get on too many tangents. I'm trying to keep it focused on Bill Gates, but holy shit, guys, we're dealing with some real shit. I'm coming back to Houston for a week to gather some friends and family, and we're going to have a caravan of people coming down to Mexico who just want to be outside of the U.S. during the election for a nice little vacation where we can watch from a distance. And so we can make preparations, because they are rolling out these vaccines, guys. The vaccines are coming, and they will make them mandatory. I don't necessarily mean they're going to have a cop come to your head and drag cop come to your house and hold a gun to your head and drag you out of your house. That could happen, but more than likely you won't be able to travel, you won't be able to work, you won't be able to function in normal society without this vaccine. And especially once they start bringing in the wearable and implantable technology, it's going to be very difficult. So the answer is to be able to not be dependent on their system. Okay, so now here they start talking about how Gates has this connection to pharmaceuticals. This is important. Again, take this article to your normie friends. You don't need to show them my talk, because they're just going to dismiss me as some conspiracy theorist. Show them this mainstream article. Get them to sit down and read it and follow the links and think about it. All right, let's just, for example, the University of Oxford, the Gates Foundation has pushed the University of Oxford to deliver its leading COVID-19 vaccine platform into the hands of Big Pharma. The resulting partnership with AstraZeneca changed the university's distribution model from an open license platform designed to make its vaccine freely available to an exclusive license. So think about that. AstraZeneca is a corporation. They were apparently working on an open license platform. Just like, you know, people talk about open source, they were going to make this an open license where anybody around the world could have access to it and could perhaps create the vaccine for themselves and share it. But under the guidance of the Gates Foundation, they have now pushed AstraZeneca to make it an exclusive license, which means people would have to pay for it. And I'm not even saying that the vaccine is a good thing, but the point is that these people are trying to just make money everywhere they can. It's not about helping the world if, like, they try to pretend to be. The other organization, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, which is also connected to the University of Oxford, it, you know, has received $384 million from Gates. Gates Foundation has also directly given hundreds of millions of dollars to the university. And so there's just, again, you just see this web of connections all coming back to Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they are directly tied in with the corporations. And they talk about how Gates spoke at a recent event and says during his remarks, he made no mention of his foundation's investment and any pharmaceutical companies working on COVID. Similarly, in an August interview with Wired, Gates said that if he were infected with COVID, he would want to be prescribed the therapeutic drug Remdesivir, failing to mention that he owns stock in that drug company and their owner, Gilead. So do you see what I'm saying? There's just such a web of bullshit here. And even they talk about how Bill Gates recently penned a commentary in the New England Journal of Medicine, even though he's not a doctor, he's not a scientist. And whenever you publish something in a medical journal or any sort of scientific journal, you have to disclose your conflicts of interest. You guys might have seen this if you scroll towards the bottom of studies. And it says here that Gates filled out the required conflict of interest form and simply listed his conflicts as numerous, giving readers no sense of the size, scope, or the type of his financial stake in the pandemic. So he has numerous conflicts of interest. You don't need to know more than that. And it goes on some more. Let me see. I think there's one other point I wanted to make here. I really recommend just reading this article. It's not that long. It'll take you 10 minutes. Share it with your friends. While the Gates Foundation is a nonprofit organization, its endowment still generates billions of dollars in income. More money over the last 5 years than the foundation has given away in charitable grants. So they're making more money than they're giving away. How the fuck can that happen if you're a philanthropic outfit? If the pandemic does end up delivering a financial windfall to Bill Gates or his foundation, it may pale, and this is an important part, in comparison to the political boost he's received as Earth's de facto vaccine czar. His widely lauded role in the pandemic already appears to have helped institutionalize and normalize his political power in other areas. For example, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced that he's going to work with the Gates Foundation to reimagine the state's education policy, which will likely be distance learning based on 5G and other fourth industrial revolution technologies. So I'm going to share that link for you guys again. It's from Tim Schwab. I recommend you go back and read his previous articles, or you can just watch my previous videos on this. And it's just, I don't know, guys. I'm like seeing some of the comments here, and I'm tempted to start debating some of these people who still believe Donald Trump is a good guy. But we're not even going to do that because we're 4 years into this, guys. If you can't see that Trump, the head of Operation Warp Speed is Moncef Slaoui, who is a former executive for GlaxoSmithKline that makes vaccines. Moncef Slaoui, who Trump himself, not somebody random, appointed as the head of Operation Warp Speed, is also invested in a company called Galvani Bioelectrics that is specifically creating vaccines that can be injected under your skin. Do you think it's really a coincidence that all of these people are coming together, that all these people just happen to be surrounding Trump and they all happen to have these connections to Gates? So, oh no, it's 3D, 4D chess. It's the Q, trust the plan. And you guys, you're fucking delusional. I'm sorry. I'm at this point, like I said, we've got such a limited time. I don't have time to be patient with slow people. And I'm, there we go. Donald Trump is a Trojan horse. Couldn't have said it better. But I have so much more about Gates that I would like to get into, but I'm actually going to save that for another video because I'm working on a separate video. Since I'm in Mexico, like many of you guys know, I am working on a video about Mexico and vaccines because apparently there are actually, and there's actually an attempt to bring mandatory or some type of mandatory vaccine to Mexico. Not necessarily mandatory. I don't know. I'll save that for the next video. But guess what? Guess who is helping bring the vaccines to Mexico? Another billionaire tied to Bill Gates. I mean, he's everywhere. He's all over. So one last thing I want to show you guys that relates to the topic at hand, Bill Gates, and we're kind of focusing on Bill Gates' money, but you guys have heard about Bill Gates and the microneedle, have you not? If not, look that up. Rice University in Houston, where I'm from, microneedle. If you just search Rice University, microneedle, vaccine, and Bill Gates, you will find the article. And you can see that Bill Gates is basically funding these efforts to make microneedles, these patches, or the quantum dot tattoo, and all these kinds of crazy things. And guess what? Now they're rolling out. Yep. Here, let me show you this real quick. Let's watch this real quick report as I wrap up here. This is coming from Australia, and this was just published October 4th, 2 days ago. And it says vaccinations are about to become a whole lot easier with Queensland researchers working on an alternative to the dreaded needle application. So check this out.
Working on an alternative to the dreaded Shannon Marshall McCormack has the details.
Well, it's technology set to revolutionise how we receive a vaccine, and it's being developed right here
in Queensland. Vaxis is in the process of getting to the final stages of human and clinical trials involving its micro patch applicator, which sees a dry vaccine, not a liquid one, actually applied to the skin via thousands of little micro projections, which prick the skin and deliver the vaccine through that method. Now, the project has just seen the state government sign a multi-million dollar deal that is partly commercial in confidence, which is why we don't know exactly how much, but that will see production happen here in Queensland of those micro applicators. The government says they can expect to see up to 300 million of these patches in production by 2022, which will deliver up to 140 jobs and nearly $500 million to the local economy over the next decade.
This project is so exciting, and it's getting globally backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the World Health Organization. This will be a game changer for vaccines globally, and it's globally backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the World Health Organization. This will be a game changer for vaccines globally, and it's been developed right here in Queensland.
While there are no vaccines currently using the patch, it does create a promising future for those who don't like to receive a needle. Meanwhile, the opposition leader, Deb Frecklington, has released their policy to create affordable housing in the coming years if they are elected into government. They want to see developers build up to 4,000 units, and they will incentivise developers to do that by giving them a 75% reduction in land tax. All of this is creating a platform.
All right. So did you guys hear that? Look, they said that is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, it's interesting. Again, if you're not informed about this, you really don't understand how this works. OK, so think about this. They said the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding that little micro needle patch thing I just showed you. But she said with receiving billions of dollars of funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization. But if you guys have read my articles or you read Tim's Schwab's articles, you know that there's basically no difference between the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation. In my article, I found reporting that said that when Gates shows up at the World Health Organization, they literally treat him like he's a president or the head of state, and that they call it the bill chill. That if Gates says something like, hey guys, I think we should be investing in this, most people in the in the World Health Organization, they're like, okay, I guess we're just gonna do what Gates says and we'll just go with that. And so, I mean, there's no difference. Bill Gates Foundation, World Health Organization, they are funding microneedle. And of course, they would start doing it in Australia, where they've already got people locked down in the continent of Australia, where they've already got cops roving. We've also got like so much going, you know, they already got a police state in Australia. So of course, they're going to try to start rolling out this shit first. And I'm going to take a moment to address this. I don't even want to call you a troll because you seem to be a genuine human being, but Patriot Log Home Builders, dude, you're lost. Or ma'am, whatever you are, you're lost here. I don't know are you new here? Your first time to this channel? We don't follow politicians here. We don't follow government. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are both criminals. If you really think that voting for one or the other makes a difference, I'm sorry, but you're not that awake. You've been following people who are feeding you bullshit. And for those of you who think that, well, like one of the comments, this is what I've heard often. Well, if Trump isn't on our side, then we're screwed because those crazy radical leftist Democrats are going to build a communist police state if Trump doesn't save us. And maybe Trump's not a great guy, but hey, at least he's standing up to the globalists. Yeah, he's standing up to the globalists by putting Bilderbergers in his cabinet, Goldman Sachs, working with people who are connected to Gates. And I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, so even if Trump is evil, then what do we do? And this is what my point is, my final point, and I'm going to wrap up. Is that there are so many people who are afraid to accept that we are the only ones can fix this. Nobody is coming to fucking save you. I'm sorry, nobody is coming to save you. There's nobody coming to save you. There is no one coming to save you. How many times do I have to say it? There's no one coming to save you. Trump is not going to fix things. Trump is not going to stop Biden. Biden's not going to stop Trump. They're like two freaking puppets just beating each other up. And you guys are like, wait, I like this one. I like this one better. The point is, the cold hard truth is we have to accept that nobody is coming to save us. I know some of you, because I posted about voting today, people are like, but Derek, if we don't vote, blah, 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 blah. Yes, we still have to deal with the system. But the reality is the only way out, the only solution that I see, that this channel that you are watching sees, the only solution we promote, because we don't promote voting on the conscious resistance, we don't promote electoral politics, we don't promote these things because we know that they are failed. Not only are they failed because they will not produce the results we want, because we are dealing with a corrupt and immoral system. And if you choose to get involved in that corrupt and immoral system, then you are becoming immoral and corrupt. If you choose to play the game of lesser than two evils, you will end up with, guess what? Evil, corruption, and the United States is on a freaking a race to the bottom because people keep putting up with these shitty candidates and accepting them and thinking that this is the best we can do. They are not going to save us, okay? The only answer is to stop voting for them, to stop playing their game, to exit from their systems. I'm sick of excuses. If you guys want to save yourself, you need to start taking action. Myself and plenty of other people are making ourselves available. We are using our life. I'm spending my time, my energy, my money, my mental capacity to try to help you guys, to share knowledge, to help you get to Mexico if you want to get the hell out of here, to teach you about agorism and counter economics, not because I have all the answers, because I learn a lot from you guys. My point here is that we have the answers. Stop looking to them. Stop looking up there. Stop looking to the ballot box. Stop watching the fucking political soap opera called America and just break free. Unplug from their system. Unplug your mind. Unplug your heart. Because this is what a living, free, breathing human being looks like. Not somebody who's scared, who's afraid, who's a sheep, and who thinks, well, I'm going to accept this shitty guy because he's better than the slightly other shittier guy. Because if I allow my brain to consider that there's nobody coming to save me, that's just too scary. I can't accept that. I'm too afraid to accept that I have to save myself. I have to save my own family. That's a lot of work. Holy shit, I might have to do more than just vote one day of the year every 4 years. Holy shit, I might actually have to learn how to grow my own food. I might have to learn how to use my hands again and learn how to use my body. I might have to talk to my neighbors. I might have to get to know myself and heal my own trauma and work on being the powerful, beautiful human being that I am capable of. And that's the truth, my friends. It's difficult, it's not easy, and it's not going to come from sitting on your ass. So if you want to change things, then I encourage you to visit theconsciousresistance.com. You can download my books for free about agorism, counter-economics. I'm not trying to sell you my books. You can download them for free. The reason I say that is if you're new to the concept of agorism or counter-economics, you need to learn about it. Because the only answer is to pull your energy, your money, your time, your spirit from their system. This is a spiritual, mental, and physical battle. And right now, many of you are still in chains and you don't even realize it. So the only answer is to take yourselves from that system, become empowered, help your brother, help your sister, and together we can create a better world. Until next time, my friends, please subscribe, follow, share this video, share the articles listed in the description. And remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea